Welcome. How are you doing with everything that's going on in the world right now? I was listening to a sports podcast because it's usually very relaxing, helps me fall asleep. It was a podcast with Bill Simmons, and he was interviewing Malcolm Gladwell, who is, of course, famous for his books The Tipping Point, Blink, Outliers. And Gladwell was talking about how this event, the coronavirus, is what we call a black swan event, once every 100 years, and how grossly unprepared we are for a black swan event. Nobody's really ever ready for one. So it was not a relaxing podcast, and I was wide awake listening and talking about preparing for a black swan event. It was 10 years ago. I was living in Los Angeles, and I'd been hearing a lot about preparing for the big earthquake. There's going to be a big earthquake. You need an earthquake kit. So I remember going to Walgreens, and I spent over $300 of earthquake preparedness stuff that I put in this box, and I just put it next to my bed. And even the people who worked in Walgreens were making fun of me. I mean, it was a huge grocery cart full of just craziness, and I had it right by my bed. And my wife said to me, "Why would you put that huge earthquake box in our bedroom next to our bed?" And I said, "Well, if there's ever an earthquake and our building collapses and we can't move out of our bed, at least we'll have a radio and snacks and water." I mean, people thought I was crazy for having this earthquake kit. And nowadays, you probably wouldn't think I was so crazy. Here's the tricky part with black swan events. We have little or no frame of reference for them. In Phoenix right now, supposedly hot yoga classes are more packed than ever. Could there be a more contagious place than a sweaty hot yoga class? But those people in there, they just don't understand exactly what we're dealing with. At least we're not there in Phoenix yet. I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old bouncing around my house. So yesterday we took them to the science museum. Probably should not have done that. Obviously, I'm confused about what we're actually dealing with. This whole strain that they're calling novel coronavirus is so difficult because the human immune system has not seen it before. The black swan event is so difficult because we have not seen it before, not in our lifetimes. We're dealing with rapidly changing circumstances that are so difficult to navigate. I wonder if a week from now, those people in the sweaty hot yoga classes in Phoenix will still be going to sweaty hot yoga. I can tell you even just today, I will not be going to the science museum anymore. Rapidly changing circumstances. 2 weeks ago, I was at the Duke College basketball game in this tiny packed arena with 8,000 people. 1 week ago, we still had sports on TV. Now there's nothing. This is a really challenging world to navigate. And this is precisely what we've been preparing for with meditation. They call it flying with instruments, flying blind, to close your eyes and feel your way into the unknown without freaking out. We all may need to make some decisions in the days and weeks to come that we've never made before. We have little or no frame of reference for this black swan event. That doesn't need to be scary, but we do need to be grounded in calmness and in a sense of intuition. Come on. You've practiced this for as long as you've been meditating, not just to get grounded and activate trust and your gut instincts, but also to look to a bigger perspective than what exists on these little screens pounding you with stress. There's a saying by the Lakota Sioux, "Sometimes I go about pitying myself, all the while I am being carried by great winds across the sky." Now more than ever, we have to lift our wings and let those great winds carry us. The wise sage Nisargadatta Maharaj said, "Wisdom tells me I am nothing. Love tells me I am everything. Between those two, my life flows. Let me repeat that. Wisdom tells me I am nothing. Love tells me I am everything. Between these two, my life flows. To reposition yourself right now, instead of standing between worry and fear, instead of standing between stocking up on toilet paper and what are you going to do with the kids who are home from school, reposition yourself, at least during this time we meditate, to stand between wisdom and love, between nothing and everything, between nothing and everything. By nothing, I mean clear your mind. By everything, I mean you have everything you need, a roof, food, love, if not from others, then from your own self. Clear your mind. Let's come to today's centering thought. Nothing above me, nothing below me, nothing around me, nothing within me. Everything above me, everything below me, everything around me, everything within me. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Nothing above, nothing below, nothing around, nothing within. Everything above, everything below, everything around, everything within. Thank you. coming back to the moment. As life intensifies, we're finding our way in this world without reference points. By closing our eyes and feeling the way, being calm, grounded, when so few are calm and grounded. Wisdom tells me I am nothing. Love tells me I am everything. Between those two, my life flows. To reposition yourself, instead of standing between worry and fear, or standing between stocking up on toilet paper and what are you going to do with the kids home from school, reposition yourself, at least during this time we meditate, to stand between wisdom and love, between nothing and everything. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.